Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, July 28th, 2010. Halfway there. This is the day.
It's hump day.
This is the day. This is the day that you know the weekend is going to get here. This is it. Right here, it's like...
You can see the light at the end of the tunnel?
You can sort of smell it. You can sort of smell it.
That's bacon.
Oh, well, that's really good, too. So good morning, welcome to it. Today we look inside the long box, take a peek at your geekified news, and who is that? Well, that, of course, would be Flintstress.
I took all my antibiotics at the same time. Now, I can't remember how to leave.
She cracks me up.
I know. She's going to get
her own episode. Yeah. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I am Master Flynn.
Okay, fine. If you insist, that's going to be...
Master Flynn?
That's what it was said. I heard the people say it.
Well, taking it back, starting out today in history, we have on this day in 1586, Sir Thomas Harriot introduced potatoes to Europe.
Potatoes. Mm-hmm. Europe.
Potatoes.
Europe. Potatoes.
Here you go.
1866.
And they hit it off so fabulously.
The metric system became a legal measurement system in the United States, which is why we all still use it to this day.
Mm-hmm, sure. In 1868, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing due process of law and citizenship to blacks and other stuff, was declared in effect.
1914, the foxtrot was first danced at the New Amsterdam Roof Garden in New York City. Music by Henry Fox, who wanted it to be called the, you know, the Harry Trot, but no one liked that.
No, that didn't sound good. In 1933, the first singing telegram was delivered to Rudy Valley in New York City.
1942, Lyndon A. Thatcher patented a coin-operated mailbox. What?
Okay.
To mail stuff, maybe? Because I don't understand, to get your own mail? What? No, that doesn't make sense,
wait,
right?
What year was that?
It was 1942. I tried looking this up, but it didn't make a lot of sense.
No. Okay. Well, in 1945, unfortunately, a B-25 bomber crashed into the Empire State Building in New York City. It became lodged between like the 78th and 79th floor and killed like 13 people.
Oh, my God. That's like something that's literally out of a movie. I know I've seen that in a movie, and maybe not the Empire State Building. 1951, Walt Disney's Alice in Wonderland was released to movie theaters in the United States.
Oh. In 1958, Concentration, the TV game show, debuted on NBC.
1962, Mariner 1 launched to Mars, fell into the Atlantic Ocean. Oops. Sorry. Overslept that day. Took off, didn't see it. Goose hit it.
Yeah. On this day, in 1973, the Grateful Dead, the Allman Brothers, and the band headlined the biggest rock festival in history at Watkins Glen in New York, where 600,000 people attended.
1986, NASA on 1986 released a transcript of a recording from the Space Shuttle Challenger in which pilot Michael J. Smith could be heard saying, uh-oh, as the ship just blew the hell up. God, people, astronauts, please give space money. Please. Science, let's do it. Got anything else there?
Nope.
Really? Because, you know, mark this date in your calendar, because in 2061, the 31st recorded passage of Halley's Comet will occur. So there you go.
If you're young now, that's
That's what I'm saying. Mark it.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
Tell the kids. Get the damn telescope. Talk about it now. Plan this. That's going to be, you know, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool. Sorry. Birthdays?
I have Hannah Lochner, 17. That was Vivian from Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Elizabeth Berkley is 38. Jesse in Saved by the Bell and Nomi Malone in the greatest awful movie, Showgirls.
Wow.
You have more natural talent than any dancer I've ever seen in my life. What? Okay. Sorry. Moving on.
Alexis Arquette is 41. That was who played Boy George in The Wedding Singer.
You miss Stephen Lynch, who's 39, comedian, singer, and played Robbie in the Broadway musical version of The Wedding Singer.
Oh, not The Wedding Singer.
Also, you know, ugly ass baby and, you know, gay. Okay, never mind.
Lori Loughlin is 46. That was Rebecca Donaldson from Full House, and she's been in Summerland.
Michael Hitchcock's 52. That was a Hamilton Swan and Best in Show. Funny movie. Funny movie that everyone should see.
Hugo Chavez's birthday is today. He is 56.
Georgia Engel is 62. That's Georgette from the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Pat on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Raymond. Sally Struthers is 63 today.
No, Sally Struthers.
That's my papa.
Sorry. Linda Kelsey is 64. She was Billy Newman on Lou Grant, and it was a damn fine role in Kate Harper on Day by Day, which I do not know at all.
Let's have lasagna for dinner tonight. Jim Davis is 65, cartoonist creator of Garfield.
Nice. C.T. Vivian, 86, civil rights movement activist.
That was the last I had on my list.
And this date, it would have been the birthday of one Mr. Earl Tupper. Born in 1907, Earl Tupper invented Tupperware. And there you go.
Well.
I needed a Paul Harvey thing right there, you know? God, that's And now,
okay. Well, there might be a commercial on TV for Tupperware. Who knows?
Sure. Yeah. Probably.
Maybe on CBS, where we've got a new episode of Big Brother.
Yeah. Veto. And time then, to pick somebody out.
Reruns of Criminal Minds and CSI New York.
That sounds fantastic. NBC's got a new Minute to Win It, and America's Got Talent and a rerun of SVU. All shows, none of these shows do I really watch.
No. ABC has reruns of all of the shows that would be on this day of the week. The Middle Modern Family, Cougar Town, Castle. Reruns.
On Fox, So You Think You Can Dance? Oh, yeah. The top five are performing, so it's on. Oh, yeah. Someone's going to get served. Wow, I had
AMC.
No idea I was going to do that for you.
American Movie Classics, mind you, has The Mummy followed by Troy. Okay.
Well, they're both historical epics.
Okay.
Bravo Channel tonight on Top Chef. It's Power Lunch at Palm Restaurant.
Ooh.
They're going to be cooking at Palm. Okay.
CMT brings us a Police Academy, Wacky Hijinks.
Discovery Channel tonight on Mythbusters. Leather Cannon. I don't know what that means.
Sounds scary.
But I want one.
ABC Family has Charlie on the Chocolate Factory on tonight.
Oxygen Channel is showing Catwoman. Okay. Because it's empowering, I suppose.
Sci-fi has a Ghost Hunters International tonight, Wolf's Lair.
Tonight on Spike TV for Guys, Pros versus Joes, it says taking down Michael Vick. I'm hoping with extreme prejudice.
Yikes. Turner Classic Movies has Yesterday's Enemy, followed by Failsafe.
My dog's got my back. Tonight on FMC.
Frenemy.
It's the Norless Tapes. Searching for California Vampires, so that should be fun. New episode of Psycho in USA.
Oh.
Really? And so if that's all you got, we're going to make sure we watch Chiller Network, because four teenage outcasts use mental and physical powers to punish their high school tormentors. They're taking it back. Matthew Scallion and Melissa Renee star in Martin the Source? That doesn't make sense. Martin the Source? Her name is probably
no
Melissa Sue
all.
Martin, and it's called The Source, which means I'm stupid and just can't read things. So that's fine.
Yes?
Hello, my geeps. Okay, I get it. You guys want mail now that it's starting to cool off? Well, since it's not really cooling off in my print shop just yet, I can't send you an email. It's hard to type on a keyboard when the keys are melted together. I'll be sure to send you all an email once the temps start getting below the mid-90s in here. In other news, seeing the pics that the Flinchers posted the other day of DragonCon 09 has really got me fired up for DragonCon 10. Me and my red shoes will be there. Love always from Surreal.
Aww. Sweet.
So yes, because it's almost here.
I know, I'm starting to get excited. It's going to be awesome.
It's almost here. Let's see, Mr. Flynn, Flinchers, and or the Bruce. I think Gremlins were at work at AT&T Wi-Fi at McDonald's I was at yesterday. While listening, it chirped, dropped, skipped, and rewound. I still enjoy the sliver of sunshine that the hosts add to my day. Wow. I could send the show ramblings and emails every day if you would like some blasted letters. I have plenty of time, you know, because no full-time job. Question, does free Wi-Fi mean you can leech electricity too? Because I saw someone plugged into the wall, and that takes balls. If you're going to do it, don't use a white extension cord. I also need to find out which daily has the 37 dings email read in it. I posted the email in the forums, and it has a comment asking if it was read. I don't know, and I've blocked it from my mind.
I'm pretty sure you did, actually.
No, we did read it. That's why it's blocked. So now that I have sent you my randomness with no codes and probably misspelled and made up words in an email, so you at least have some for hump day, this was sent via recycled iPhone, not jailbroken yet. So until we have worldwide Wi-Fi, kiss and support your local roller derby girls. Take care. That's Rob. Thanks,
Rob. Oh, hey, Rob.
If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Taking a look at your long box. New comics are out today, and your Geekified News coming up.
Man, what a horrible day.
What's wrong?
All the kids at school are convinced I'm a vampire.
Well, that's because you never go outside, avoid mirrors, and always wear black. Try this. One day a week, wear some bright colors. Look at yourself in a reflection, often, and eat a salad with lots of garlic dressing.
A salad? That's not a bad idea. Where'd you come up with that?
From that podcast, The Geek Survival Guide. They have great tips for surviving werewolves, vampires, intelligent computers, all that stuff.
That's right, citizen. If you listen to The Geek Survival Guide, you too can learn survival tips and tricks you'll probably never need. Find the podcast at www.geeksurvivalguide.org. Before it's potentially too late.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Battlestar Galactica. and Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And thank you so much for being here. We do appreciate it, because look, the weekend, way over in the corner. Wait, but there it is.
There it is.
There it is. And it's coming at us as fast as it possibly can.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious books, maybe some silly books, but escapist entertainment at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop today, including...
Crap. Hold on.
Including crap. There's some crap there.
I'm ready.
Do it.
Avatar Press has Absolution 3 of 6, and this one's interesting. Super God number 1 of 5.
He's got a cape.
Yeah.
Boom Studios 28 Days Later number 13. Armory Wars Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth wraps up, and Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep Dust to Dust number 3 of 8. Muppet Comic Book is number 8. Muppet Show Comic Book, because you can't really do songs in it, but it's weird.
Interesting. Well, from DC Comics, that's what I had next on my list. We've got Action Comics 890 and 891. They come out on the same day. That's kind of weird.
No, it's the second printing of 890.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Batman Beyond 1 of 6. That's kind of interesting. Batman: The Return of Bruce Wayne. I've been into Batman lately. I don't know. First Wave number 3 of 6. Green Lantern number 56. That one seems kind
of
cool.
A lot of sixes.
Yeah. Justice League Generation Lost.
Number 1. Number 6.
And number 6.
Well, the number 1, you're getting the reprints too, because they're so popular.
Oh, there it is. Darn
yeah,
it. Number 6.
That's fine. See, it's fine. Wonder Woman 601.
I'm learning about
Look
comic
at there.
Books.
I know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I had that one too.
Good, because 600 was really good.
And
off
Zatanna.
To a good start. Dynamite Entertainment, Green Hornet Strikes number 2, Kato number 3, and Stargate Vala May Doran number 2 is out today.
Get it. IDW Publishing had Angel number 35, G.I. Joe Hearts and Minds number 3. I looked this time to see. And this one interesting, Star Trek Burden of Knowledge number 204.
Yes, and Star Trek Leonard McCoy Frontier Doctor number
yes.
4 is out there today, which is cool. Yours truly, Jack the Ripper 2 of 3. Over at Marvel, Amazing Spider-Man presents Black Cat number 2 of 4. That's taken an interesting turn to it. Anita Blake, Circus of the Damned, The Charmer number 3 of 5 for all of you Anita Blake fans. Captain America, the 1940s newspaper strip number 2 of 3. Deadpool team-up number 891. The first 890 were fantastic. This one's going to be even better. Wolverine Origins hits number 50 today.
That's all I have.
Oh, that's all you have. Wow. Mm-hmm. I thought you had so much. Well, you know what you could
have? Did you see? Go ahead.
No, I'm serious.
England Comics, Tick. The Edlin Epic. Is
See?
That like the Tick?
There, yes.
Yeah.
I knew you had something else.
Absolutely caught my eye.
Quirk Books is what we're buying today, because today we can get Night of the Living Trekkies.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek
News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. What?
Night of the Living Trekkies. That one blew my mind.
Okay. Well, good. We all know the Tron movie's coming out, and of course there's going to be all kinds of crossover stuff to buy. So Marvel is the people who get the prequel comic. The one that picks up from the original movie, gives us some backstory there, and some pre-story for the, I don't understand how that works. But, yeah, Marvel is bringing us the adventures of what happened to Incom, how the new virtual world was developed, and I'm just very, very flipping excited, okay? You know how many hours I played the Atari 2600 version of Tron Deadly Discs? More than I care to admit to.
I have some science news, and this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
The human brain is something that science still hasn't completely figured out. We're constantly learning new things about how the brain works for the diagnosis of brain diseases. Well, they've been finding out that infectious prions can arise spontaneously in normal brain tissue, and prions are actually linked to things like mad cow disease and some other forms of dementia. So just kind of, they're taking apart the DNA and the RNA and really getting to the root cause and trying to figure this out. So this was a breakthrough. I didn't do a whole lot of justice to the science that's in this article, but if you're interested in brain science, it was pretty cool. Check it out.
And here's another date to mark in your calendars for all your kids. It's 2182, because that's when a hazardous asteroid might collide with the Earth. So we need to freeze Bruce Willis right now to get him ready. Apparently, there is a 1 in 1,000 chance that this will hit, which sure kind of sounds like a long shot, but that's of an asteroid hitting the Earth. So
you have a better chance of that happening than winning the lottery.
That's very, very true. Apparently, the orbit still needs to be completely determined to see exactly how close, but there's a big hunk of rock out there, and trajectories have it going very, very close. So enjoy Haley's Comet.
And then that. Interesting. Well, speaking of kind of space and research, they've been doing a lot of research about Saturn's moon Titan, because it was the first body out there with liquid on the surface.
Right.
Well, in addition, what they're actually finding now is that they're showing that in some places the water would have receded, and then in other places water fluctuating. So in addition to being able to discover that there was a liquid, and it's not water, I'm sorry, I said water, but it's liquid mercury. It's a liquid that's right on the surface. And it this could prove that they have kind of like a weather system or like geological changes within the actual body of the planet, because sometimes it's receding and sometimes it's going back out. So it's just really, really interesting stuff that we're learning. You know, forget Mars. Let's spend more time investigating Titan.
There you go. Works for me. So more and more things are becoming free, like EverQuest 2. They go free to play, sort of.
Okay.
What they've decided to do, unlike the folks like at D&D Online and Lord of the Rings Online, instead of just, you know, making it free and trying to get the ad space and all that good stuff, no. They're going to give you a free version with limited access and still have a for pay version, and nary the two will meet. So this will be a completely, this will be EverQuest 2 really Electric Boogaloo, because it's not going to be
weird,
the real thing at all. So enjoy it. Just keep that in mind, that that's what they're using to get you. Just like drug dealers do.
Video games are much better than drugs.
Absolutely, kids. No matter what Towley might say. GRD is licensed with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 States 3.0 license. Thanks so much for dropping by today, and stop by the Facebook page and like it. So much cool stuff goes up there that I don't even remember what the last one was, because all of it is simply fascinating. Okay, maybe not. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all of us at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Well, Mike, it's one more film about a big chunk of rock spreading horror and misery on Earth. Yes, I'm talking about Bruce Willis in Armageddon.
Ah.
They stopped serving McRibs.
None of you have to go. We can all just sit here on Earth, wait for this big rock to crash into it, kill everything and everybody we know.
Like pancakes and George Shultz.
The United States government just asked us to save the world.
Except Andorra.
Anybody want to say no?
20 years. They haven't turned you down once. I'm about to start now. I'm there.
Guess I can't let you go up there alone.
I'm with you.
Yeah, baby.
And this is historic. Guys, this is like deep blue hero stuff. Of course I'm in.
While I don't share his enthusiasm,
I do share his bed. You know.